This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry is moving over western Louisiana with maximum sustained winds of 65 kilometers per hour. But Barry's primary threat is life-threatening flooding rains, as 15 to 30 centimeters of rain are expected in the south-central part of the state, with some areas receiving as much as 50 centimeters. Governor John Bel Edwards urged residents to be prepared for high waters flowing from northern Louisiana.
Nobody should look out their door and say, well, the water isn't rising now, so I think they're overestimating it. This is going to happen not just as rain falls in the immediate vicinity over the next number of hours, but as rain falls north as well, because all of that rain is going to flow south.
Edwards and President Trump both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. Police used batons and pepper spray against demonstrators Sunday in a town near the Chinese border. Tens of thousands of protesters marched through Sha Tin in sweltering heat in opposition to what they see as China's creeping influence in Hong Kong.
The difference from the umbrella movement happened 5 years ago. Most of the protesters came out because of their own choice, but not by any political parties. And we came out because of simple urge, the freedom of Hong Kong, and also the retraction of extradition bill proposed by the Hong Kong government.
The weekly protests were originally mounted to display opposition to a bill that would have allowed for the extradition of Hong Kong criminal suspects to mainland China. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. The campaign confirmed Friday, but President Trump is expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities including Chicago, Los Angeles, New York. This is VOA News. The former British ambassador to the United States believed President Donald